Okay, there. I'm going to say this is the Frank Baumann talking to Paul Geister for the Society of American Baseball Research on February 25th. And that way I'd mark the tape for us. Okay. Now, I know you mentioned one of the articles I saw is they credited you with having good coaching. As you got along into the minors and even to the majors, you had good background, is what one of the articles had stated. So.
Well, I had the best coaching I guess I got was with Ray Barry's with the White Sox. God rest his soul. I think he just passed away.
Oh, yes.
And Ray was a very dear friend of mine, and we were close and everything like that. And he taught me, he saw what I was doing wrong. And when I got to spring training in 1960, he told me what it was, and we started working on it. And that's when I had that great year with him. And I won 13 and lost 6 and saved about 14 ball games.
Yeah, you had a wonderful year that year.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was very, very pleased with it, of course. And then, like I said, in the majors, I had more wins than I had losses, which I'm happy about, you know. And just really, the only thing I regret is that I really didn't get to pitch in the big league with the same stuff that I signed with because I hurt my arm in the Army.
Yes.
And when I was down with the Army, they just for some reason, didn't get to play special service or anything like that. Any ball playing I did was on my own. But I didn't hurt my arm pitching. And what it was the fact that we had a sergeant up in Fort Lewis, Washington.
Uh-huh.
I was up there in the state of Washington, up there in Tacoma. And that's when I was stationed up there. And this guy was a paratrooper. And he came in to be our sergeant in charge of us during the first, our exercise.
Yes.
And about every other exercise he had was like push-ups and stuff like that. And I built up my muscles too much, and when I went to throw, I went into a spasm, and nobody could pick this up. And for 2 years, I lost. I got out of the Army in 55, and I reported right away, of course. And my arm was hurt, and I was hurt in 56. And in 57, I went to spring training. I thought I was done. They sent me down to Land, Florida, which was the team that I was going to be with, I was down to go to Oklahoma City. And he said to me, he said, Frank, he said, if you can't throw, why don't you go see this doctor over here in Atlanta and see what he can do for you? I said, well, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say something, nothing's wrong. It shows up on the x-ray, nothing wrong. Well, I went to this doctor to cut this whole story short. I went there, and he took an x-ray, and he told me, he said, there's nothing wrong. I went back to the field, and I got a phone call from him, and he said, come on back. He said, I think I found something on this thing. It's showing up that shouldn't be there.
Uh-huh.
Shot that arm that day, and he said, don't do anything for a week. He said, you can start to try to throw lightly after that. Well, 1 week later, I was throwing, and the pain was gone, and he hit what was wrong, and he shot that arm ball, and he really put some cortisone in there, and that's how I got back. And boy, I called him back and thanked him like crazy for that, because, boy, he saved my career because I thought I was done. I really did.
Well,
but anyway, I got 8 years in the majors, and I was off and on 10, but basically around 7.5, 8 years in it, and I'm happy about that.
Well, yeah, and you did, well, you did make a name for yourself for sure. I wanted to check with you, too. I saw an article when you were in Louisville.
Louisville, I started in 55 when I got out of high school, or 52, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
And I won 4 and lost 6 my first year. And then 53, I was at Louisville again before the Army intervened. And in that same league, which is AAA ball out of high school, that's what I did. I was 10-1.
Yeah.
How
did it feel right out of high school going right into the AAA?
Oh, God. It was a lot different, of course. Here I was an 18, 19-year-old boy out of high school that come down with these men. I was playing with 23, 24, and 25 years of age. That's what I was playing against.
Yes.
But it was fun, and I enjoyed it because I was a big guy myself. In high school, I stood 5'11", weighed 200 pounds as a freshman.
Wow.
And everybody thought that when they come to watch me, say, who's that man warming up over there? But it was me, of course, and I was just big, that's all. And I think my weight kept me down because my dad thought I was going to be around 6'3", 6'4".
Okay.
Well, it turned out I was 6'1", and now I'm shrinking now as an old man. I'm about 5'11", now, I guess.
Okay.
But right now I weigh about 195 pounds, so that's good.
I noticed a quote from Bill Veeck that said that as a kid in high school, even, you were throwing it past, you're throwing it like a man past everybody.
Well, I threw some batting practice from those guys, and in fact, the biggest thrill I ever got is when the Yankees had me out to work out. But it was a rainy day. I was supposed to throw batting practice to them. And Bill Veeck took me by the arm. He said, go down the bullpen. He said, I want to see if you got a kid. That's okay. I went down there and I threw. I threw for about 10, 15 minutes, you know. And we're walking back, he puts his arm around me, and he says, kid, I would love to catch you in a ball game.
Wow.
Well, I would love to pitch to you too, babe, I tell you that.
Yeah.
But as it turned out, I went to the Red Sox and played with Ted Williams. I was very happy about that, and he and I were close friends, God bless him. And I had a lot of good friends in there. I enjoyed baseball very, very much, and if I had to do it all over again, I'd be happy to do it. Didn't make any money, but that's the way it goes, you know?
Yeah. But not like salaries today, for sure.
Oh, golly. A lot of my scout friends tell me right now that if I was just signing now, he said, Frank, you'd be a millionaire. You'd probably get $3 or $4 or $5 million to sign, mm-hmm. and probably make $2 or $3 million a year to pitch.
Well, I know almost every other article had down that you were one of the bonus babies for the Red Sox. And
I was.
Yeah. Kept quoting how much, you know. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
They kept quoting the amount, and sometimes it got it different. It would vary, but it's around $85,000 back then. Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah.
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 Well, I got a good start in life, but I gave my mom and dad a house. I bought a house for them and stuff like that. That's what I did. And then I bought my own house. Of course, I started my family after I got married in 54.
Okay.
I've been married to my wife now 53 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, thank you so very much. And I got 10 children. I got one great-grandson.
10 grand and one great?
2 months ago, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, congratulations for that, too.
Thank you so very much.
And I know back in, one of the years I used to follow a lot was 61. That's about the time I started following baseball. My brother was a big Yankees fan.
Oh, really?
And we both were counting along with Maris and Mantle that year. I was about 10 years old, actually, that year. But I noticed in one of the box scores you gave up back-to-back home runs to Mantle and Maris. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was something there. One hit the foul pole in the right field line and one hit the foul pole in the left field line.
Oh, really?
In Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
In any other ballpark, they've been caught or foul balls.
Uh-huh, right.
And I'm not lying. I'm not making any excuses because they're great hitters and stuff like that. But I had good luck against all those guys. I got them out more times than they got hits off me, I tell you that.
That's good. You were quite a hitter yourself, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in the record book with Sherm Lauer, back-to-back home runs with a pitcher and catcher.
I saw that.
We did that against the Yankees in Comiskey Park.
Now, I noticed that you kept pitching some after you got done with that short time with the Cubs. You even threw batting practice for a while for the Cardinals. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did it for about 2 or 3 years.
So your arm stayed in shape enough to keep going a little while.
Well, anyway, one Sunday I come down there, George Kissel takes me aside, and he said, Frank, he said, I have to let you go. And I said, well, why? I said, I haven't done anything wrong, have I? He said, no. He said, those guys don't want to hit off you. He said, you throw too good.
I had a live arm then, yeah.
Contract, I'll pitch for you.
Yeah.
But that's the God's truth. This is all true stuff, I'm telling you. I'm not making this up.
I believe, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what did you do, what other kind of work did you do after baseball?
Well, let's see. I went to work for the card player, a sporting goods deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work for an operation of a Save Mart over out of Chicago in Belleville, Illinois, which was a Save Mart type thing, like a discount store.
Okay.
And then I sold cards for Rubio's a little bit. And then I just a little bit of everything, really. I guess about the most time that I ever worked for one person was I sold liquor for Paramount Liquor.
Uh-huh.
I went to work for them, and I worked there for 15 years. And then they were doing some stuff, and because I was getting older, let me go and stuff like that. So that was one thing. And then I went to work for somebody else. Who the heck was it? I went to work for Crown Linen. I was with them about 8 to 15 years, too. And they let me go because they're too old, but I didn't do anything about it. I said, heck, why'd I go? But then I was getting up in the age anyway, so I was kind of looking for retirement, but really and truly could not really consider it because there's just no money involved, you know. So I was just barely making it on my pensions and stuff like that and Social Security, you know.
Yeah.
So do I get anything for this?
Well, I don't, it's all volunteer, so I'd like to get you at least a copy of what we're doing. I don't think anybody's getting any money off of it. It's all for the research.
I see. Well, I thought I'd ask. You know, it don't hurt to ask.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sorry we don't have any money to compensate with. I'm not getting compensated at all either.
I know. You just write stuff up, huh?
And I'm just writing it up, and they're going to put it in the research part. In fact, the interview might even, they said they might put the interview in Cooperstown, just as part of the records or the archives there, but...
Have you got that about school, what I did there?
Yes.
But high school, how I got scouted and stuff?
I tell you, go back over that again because I didn't get that on the tape. So tell me more about that so we can get that back on tape.
Well, what happened was I was pitching about a year before I got into high school.
Yeah.
And when I went out for the high school team as a freshman, I made the team. But I wasn't pitching much, and so my coach called me that I'm going to play for in the summertime. This is a nonpareil that I told you about.
Uh-huh.
That's where I started my pitching. And I pitched a game on a Sunday, and I struck out 17 and stuff like this. I didn't even use my own name. He didn't give my name or stuff like that. But the guy knew me because of my name, because I made a name for myself in St. Louis, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he put it in the paper. Well, my coach saw that. When I come into his classroom, he taught world history. And I said, he didn't say anything. He said, he's a nice game. I said, what are you talking about? He said, 17 strikeouts in a 7-inning ball game? He said, are you kidding? I said, no. I said, well, I just, a little practice. That's all. I try to get a little pitching in, you know. He said, turn your uniform in. He didn't want me to play with no games or anything like that in case I had to pitch for him.
Uh-huh.
But I was pitching there, and so I got kicked off the team.
Oh, my.
But the next year, I was on the team, and that's, of course, 1950 now. And when they started, 1950. And he said to me, he said, don't you go play with everybody else now. I said, well, then they started the state tournament. Well, you play 7 games to complete the whole thing to win it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so what it was, I pitched every game we won that. 7, and I pitched the last game against St. Mary's and beat them 2-1 in the final. And we won the state championship, and they called us the Cinderella team is what they called us. Well, the second year in 1951 now, we won it again. And they didn't want to say anything then, but they were really happy. But then I pitched all the games that time, too. And it wasn't until 1952 that we were going out to pitch, you know. And I pitched that thing, and I pitched all 6 of the games because one guy pitched one game, Frank Pichotto, a good friend of mine. He pitched the one game in the Sportsman's Park, and we won that game. And so I come back the next night, and then I pitched a no-hitter for my final game in high school. And with 1 week after that, my dad said there was about 10 or 11 scouts in the stands watching me. And he said they all wanted a part of me and stuff like that. But when they started talking the money situation, of course, then they said, no way. They couldn't do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how come I signed with the Red Sox. But the big mistake I made is I should have signed with the Cardinals when I had the opportunity, but I didn't do it.
Yeah. I bet they must have been your favorite team growing up then.
Well... They were the Browns and the St. Louis Cardinals both here at that time, you know. So hold on just a second,
sure.
Please.
Yes, sir.
Are we not done? Or you need anything else?
Were you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. We're just about done. I was ready to wrap up. I was going to ask you 2 quick questions. Did you ever do anything with pitch count back then, or did y'all just throw it until you lost effectiveness? Or
about pitching lessons?
No, about pitch count. How did you manage in the games, especially with the arm condition and all? Did they use pitch count in those days, or how did you work it?
No, they didn't do all that stuff back then at all.
No.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
No, nothing in high school either. They didn't have nothing like that either. I pitched back-to-back games one time.
Uh-huh.
One game on a one day, and I had to go back the next day and pitch another 7-8 ball game.
Okay.
So I did that. That's how I did it, and that's what I could do it because I had a, you know, that arm. It was real good, you know, and I had pretty good motion as a kid too, you know.
Right. But I think that's the secret, isn't it, to get the good fundamental motion.
It's the motion. It's the actual balance, and the mechanics are very, very important. And a lot of kids now hurt their arm because they got that real fast, put that leg out stiff, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that only lets their arm throw. They're not using their upper body to throw the ball low, and that's why they're hurting their arms like they are.
And tell me again about pitching with your dad. I didn't get that part on the tape. You said you used to play catch in the alley behind your house?
Well, yeah, with my dad.
Right.
But then I used to play ball all the time with different kids and stuff like that all the time. We had a bunch of guys that liked to play ball. That's all we ever did.
Yeah. And is there anything you'd like to just, any other stories you just want to make sure I heard from you tonight?
Well, I'll tell you one real quick one, okay?
Sure.
And then I'm going to,
sure.
I think we'll call it quick.
Can we
okay,
to go, sure.
Okay, we're playing. I'm pitching a ball game in Baltimore against Skinny Brown, the knuckleballer.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting late in the game, and we're nothing to talk about. You know, but tied like almost. You know, so we got the bases loaded. He walked the guy to get to me because he got me out the first two times up. As I'm starting to go out, Ted Williams grabs me by the seat of my pants and pulls me back. He said, "Now why don't you do this, Frank?" He said, "I want you to move up in the front of the batting box." He said, "And you'll catch that ball," but he said, "Don't let Gus Piranos catch you doing it, you know, because they'll throw you a fastball that way, you know."
Right.
But he said, "Just to get that knuckleball." So I kept messing up the ground as I go, and I put my foot down, and I go a little closer, and I finally got up to the front of the box, and I said, he had like one ball and one strike on me. So he throws another strike, you know, and he thinks he's going to get me out. He throws the next knuckleball, and I hit that sub again really hard, a line drive. With the bases loaded, you know,
uh-huh.
And the center fielder comes in, and the ball was just so hard, it flipped over to the center fielder's head, went to the wall, and I hit a triple and scored him. I got on third base, and I saluted Ted. I said, "God, thank you, Ted," and he smiled from ear to ear.
Yeah.
That's a true story, too. You got the one with Sherman Lawler and myself about the home run back-to-back.
Back-to-back, yes. I think that was,
about
the third time in history ever for that to happen.
Is that right?
I think in the American League, at that time, it was the third time ever in the American League.
Oh, I'm glad I did that then, because I'm in that for that. Then. Anyway, you know.
Yes.
I still get a lot of baseball cards in the mail now yet. I get them all the time, every week.
Wow.
I don't mind. I sign in and send them back to the kids is what I do.
I might even have one of you back way back in my stuff. My brother and I used to play with our cards, and they're not worth anything now because we used to write on them and update the statistics the next year and stuff, and we didn't know. We just having fun.
I'll be darned. Well, if you get one, judge me and send an envelope and send it back, and I'll sign it and send it back to you.
That'd be wonderful. I'll put this together and show you what I've put together for you, and try it. If I find my card, I'll include it in that as well. But
well, send it back to me, and I'll send you one of my little postcards. I got some action pictures. I'll send you one of them with it, too.
That'd be great.
I'll do it for you. What is your name?
My name, again, is Paul.
Paul?
Geisler is my last name. G-E-I-S-L-E-R.
Well, I'm not writing it down, but anyway, I'll know who it is.
Geisler, yeah. Yeah, you'll know who it is. I'll send this interview with it, and all. So you know who I am.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you so very, very much, Paul.
Well, I really appreciate your time, too, Mr. Brown.
Your name, Paul?
My name is Paul.
Okay, Paul.
Yeah.
Is that everything now?
That's all for now. Is it okay to call you back if I want to follow up? Sometimes I have another question or two.
Well, if you do, don't take too long.
No, babe. No. I'll call you ahead of time. We'll set a good time when we can both talk for a little while.
Okay, babe.
But thank you very much again.
Hey, Paul.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night.